Today is opening day of the New York State Fair, which has a great impact on Central New York every year. WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports on what's new at the fair this year.
People from New York City, Toronto, and Buffalo can take an Amtrak train directly to the fair. A special stop opens at the fairgrounds during the 12-day run. Amtrak has a new exhibit for the first 4 days, which lets you experience what it is like on a train, according to Jerome Trahan, the principal marketing specialist at Amtrak.
So we start out in the first room, and you can hear the environmental sounds of trains, you'll hear bells, you hear the clickety-clack of the rails.
Going from rail to sea, inside the Grange building, people can watch artist Don Gillespie recreate a marine painting of a ship in stormy waters that displayed at the fair in 1897. He is about halfway done. The original painting was done by Charles Henry Grant and survived a fire at Gillespie's great-grandfather's art gallery in Oswego before being lost.
I felt a little bit responsible that I should be repainting it too.
Normally, in order to see a horse at the state fair, you have to sit in the stands of the Coliseum and watch the competition. But six stalls will now be showcasing six different horses at any given time at the new Equine Avenue exhibit, which is meant to get fairgoers up close and personal with the animals. The popular Dairy Cow Birthing Center is back. Jessica Zim is the executive director of the New York Animal Agriculture Coalition and says they have gone from three pens down to two to give the birthing cow more room with her calf.
Last year, we actually did a C-section in front of about 900 people here, and it really went very well. Was it ideal? No. But it's real life. We would have had to do the C-section if we were home on the farm or whether we're here at the fair. It's what we do.
Poultry is out this year to avoid spreading the avian flu. But piglets and sows are back after being banned last year. Looking towards the future, $50 million was included in this year's state budget for renovating the fairgrounds. Acting Director Troy Waffner says consultants will be attending the fair this year to help determine some ideas of how to spend the money. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.